Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome along and thanks for downloading today's podcast. We're starting with a story that is every parent's worst nightmare and hearing from a dad who's gone through it not once, but twice. Aaron Morgan is 32 and lives in Sandwich with his partner Rebecca and their three children. On-call firefighter Aaron wanted to speak to the Kent Online podcast to raise awareness of childhood cancers. His daughter Harmony is currently being treated in London for bone cancer, just a year after her younger brother had a tumour removed from his bladder. This is their story.
It was the 28th of April. Yeah, we noticed that the lump started to form on the side of her right arm. And so basically we thought, nah, something's not right here. So we took her down to the minor injuries unit, which is in Deal. She went for triage and I think they were all pretty much stunned and just couldn't give us an answer, basically. They just said that it looks like an infection. It looks like a bite, a sting. Then they started questioning and asking, had she been knocked? Had one of the boys fallen on her arm? But I said, well, not that I know of. Harmony would know if someone fell on her arm. And she just basically said that, right, okay, I'll get you to see the doctor. So I went and saw the doctor that was on call there. And he pretty much confirmed what the paediatrician said to us. And that was that we think it's an infection. So they prescribed us some antibiotics for the infection, which I did question. The next day, so we're talking the 29th now, something still wasn't right. We still wasn't happy with what we was told. So we thought, right, we'd get a second opinion. So there's the hospital nearby Sandwich, the proper main hospital, the Queen Elizabeth Queen Mother in Margate. Paediatrician saw us and basically said what we was told at Deal, that it looked like an infection, that it was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to put us on antibiotics. So, I mean, who am I to say that I think it's something else? I did question them. I did say, look, I would like an x-ray. Can an x-ray be performed? And they said, there's no need for an x-ray. Which, obviously going down the line, that's what determined the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting like a gut feeling, weren't you, as a parent?
Oh, without a doubt, 100%. I mean, I come back to my partner, and she said from a mother's instinct, from a parent's instinct, you know something's wrong. But I didn't want to believe that it was something wrong because obviously my boy Marley, we was going through it with him as well. So I couldn't believe that you'd have two kids that could have tumours.
But thankfully, you've got a friend who's a paramedic, is that right? And you spoke to them about Harmony.
That's correct. So what we're talking about a month later now, we went to the doctors. Doctors said, yeah, they can book other stuff to determine what it is. But there was a waiting list of about 2 months. And that we said, no, we can't do that. So we took it upon ourselves that luckily a friend of Rebecca's, she's a paramedic. She fought and in the end, she was able to get this x-ray booked in for us, which even when we went to the hospital, they still wasn't happy. They still said there's no need for her to have an x-ray. They said they don't like to give an x-ray if it's not needed. But I just feel that it's one extra thing that you can do to cancel out that it's not this. And so basically she went for the x-ray and it revealed that there was significant damage to her ulna. So it had been eaten away at, basically. Lucky enough that the leading oncologist, Dr. Rafida at QEQM, he knew about Marley and he was dealing with Marley's case. So by this stage, he said, look, I've seen the x-ray results. I'm 99% sure it's this either osteosarcoma or Ewing's sarcoma. So he booked us in, got everything rolling, went up to the Royal National Orthopaedics, the Stanmore building. And obviously I had that little bit of hope there wasn't going to be, but yeah, it was. It was Ewing's sarcoma. So, I mean, if it wasn't for them x-ray results being done, I dread to think what would have happened because it had spread into her, in her lungs. So she had a few nodules in her chest. One was quite some size. They was quite worried about, but they said that with the chemo, they're pretty confident that it will kill the nodules as well in her chest, which lucky enough it has. It's come down to a size that's not as they're worried about, but it is still there and it still shouldn't be there. So it's been a very long, grueling trying to get to the stage of trying to get it, the outcome, which is why now where I am now trying to get this, there is now these, like the Bone Cancer Research UK and the Cancer for Kids. I've obviously gone into that and it's nice to know that the awareness now, that is just my main goal now, just to try and get this out there and get the help, because I don't think there's enough being done to push this forward, because I just don't think that at the early stages, I don't think they think that it's possible for this to happen to kids, whereas I've now looked into it and I can now see that there is more and more kids that this is happening to, and I just don't think there's no end to it at the moment.
Kent Online News.
Also today, a huge talking point going on right now, free school meals and whether they should be provided over the holidays. It's something footballer Marcus Rashford is calling for, but in a vote in the Commons last night, just one MP here in Kent supported the move.
The ayes to the right, 261, the noes to the left, 322. So the noes have it.
Labour's Rosie Duffield was in favour. All Conservative MPs voted against it, except Tracy Crouch and Sir Roger Gale, who didn't vote. In yesterday's podcast, we told you how more than a third of children in Thanet are living in poverty. Well, there's been an angry reaction to that Commons vote from people there running a community kitchen. Reporter Oliver Kemp has been chatting to them and joins me now. Ollie, what did they say?
Yeah, so Sharon Goodyear has been running Our Kitchen since 2018. It's a community interest company that provide healthy meals for children and families on the poverty line in Thanet. And in the summer holidays, they also run their own free school meals to stem that gap in support. Now, Sharon is incredibly frustrated at the decision to block this plan, because she says there are now likely to be so many families struggling through this winter that the community kitchen wouldn't have the funds or the resources to support everyone. Sharon actually received a Point of Light award from the Prime Minister in September for her services to the local community in feeding those whose lives are marred by social deprivation. But after last night's vote block, she called the government hypocritical, asking how could her and Marcus Rashford be given awards by the same government who have made this decision?
Craig McKinley is the area's MP. He's come in for some criticism after a post on Twitter last night, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's safe to say that. He posted up an image claiming we're supporting pupils in need, which got a lot of people angry, as it appeared he was trying to deflect from the fact that he actually voted no to an extension for additional school meals. Steph Dickinson, who runs Pie Factory Music, and she was on yesterday's podcast, replied to say, "This is disgusting. You voted against extending free school meals. You represent people who are living in some of the most deprived areas in the country. Selfish, calculated, and a gross misuse of your power and responsibility." Mr. McKinley has also been sending an email out from his parliamentary email address to anyone asking him to comment, claiming the plan to extend meals was purely political and that votes like this on Opposition Day are never supported.
Thanks, Ollie. Well, Manchester United's Marcus Rashford says he'll keep campaigning as he fears a significant number of children go to bed hungry. You can have your say on this story by commenting at kentonline.co.uk. Kent's biggest secondary school has sent hundreds of pupils home early for half term because of a case of coronavirus. A year 7 pupils tested positive at Homewood School in Tenterden. The whole year group's been told to isolate. That's about 400 children. Meantime, a new blood plasma donation centre is opening in Ashford to support 2 coronavirus treatment trials. If you live there and have had COVID-19, you're being urged to register to potentially save the lives of those struggling to fight off the virus. 53 people have been arrested and £63,000 has been seized following police raids in Kent and South East London. Officers also found guns, knuckle dusters, knives and drugs when they searched a number of properties.
Kent Online News.
People living near to a house that fell over the edge of a cliff on Sheppey have been ordered to stop filling in a sinkhole to save their homes. Now, you might remember us telling you about the property that collapsed into the sea at Eastchurch in May. Well, neighbours have been filling in the 20-foot hole to try and make the land more stable. Now, the council say they need planning permission, as it could cause harm to the surrounding area. The death of a young mum just 3 weeks after she gave birth is going to be investigated as part of an ongoing inquiry into the baby death scandal at East Kent hospitals. Concerns were raised about Jasmine Donkin's surgery wound after she had a C-section last December. The 20-year-old died on New Year's Eve at the QEQM in Margate after suffering a cardiac arrest. There are calls for more to be done so women in Kent aren't waiting years to be diagnosed with endometriosis. The condition, which can cause excruciating pain, is often put down to normal period cramps or even other conditions. Well, now a parliamentary report says not enough has happened in the past decade to improve the situation. Nikki Blackmore lives in Vigo near Gravesend. She says it took 4 years before she was diagnosed.
Twice I was diagnosed with, or thought to have, appendicitis. And the main problem is that they give you painkillers. So once you've got the pain relief, it doesn't hurt anymore. And then they just send you on your way because you, essentially, you feel better. So from my point of view, that was quite frustrating. I probably went 4 or 5 times with pains on the right hand side, and as I say, twice I was admitted with what they thought was appendicitis. And then when you do get diagnosed, the answer to it is have a baby or take the pill continuously so you don't have any periods and then you don't get any problems. Both of those answers are not particularly good because some people might not want a baby in the first place. Even when you get diagnosed, there's not a lot of help out there.
A beach hut near Whitstable has been destroyed in a suspected arson attack. 2 fire engines were called to the blaze off Marine Parade in Tankerton in the early hours of this morning. Meantime, a man's been treated for the effects of breathing in smoke after a fishing boat caught fire on Sheppey. Firefighters and paramedics were called to the quayside in Queenborough yesterday evening. Witnesses apparently heard an explosion and smoke could be seen for miles. And the UK's biggest fruit-growing firm, which is based in Canterbury, is set to get even bigger. FW Mansfield and Son has secured a further 275 acres of farmland on the south side of the city in Nackington. Bosses say the move will create 80 jobs. They've also submitted plans to house some workers in 20 extra caravans.
Kent Online Sport.
Football and Gillingham have reported a loss of more than £500,000, and that was before the impact of coronavirus. Their latest financial statement has been published and is for the year to May 2019. It's feared the financial situation at the League One club could only get worse as games are still taking place behind closed doors because of the pandemic. Well, that's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.